connect to the chevra, be part of it, like when I daven. And so let me daven for that. Now, davening for that is not a big deal, because that's not the davening itself. You know, I don't have to prepare so much for the tefillah, shekoydem tefillah. This, I'm just davening that I should have a good davening. It's not a big thing. But the ikur is the davening, right? The ikur is when you get to the davening. But after he davened that he should have a good davening, so now he davened already. So you davened already. So, okay. So that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore. Because you davened. And I feel like, you know, you sit here and you sing Hashiveinu, and you know, we're like Hashiveinu, and we said Slichas already, by the way. We said Slichas. I mean, you can say more. It's nice. Maybe after Chatzos, it's an Inyan. But you should know that you said Slichas already. You said Slichas. And it was so good. And it wasn't a thing about, we didn't think that we were saying Slichas, but we said Slichas. And sometimes, without thinking about saying Slichas, you say Slichas better than when you think about saying Slichas. That was just a thought I had tonight a little bit. Because I felt like we're saying Slichas. Like Adraba, I want my Slichas to be like my Hashiveinu. Not my Hashiveinu to be like Slichas. Right? Isn't it like that? It's crazy. Like, what we have so naturally. Like, just like, we have naturally. So, yeah, so it works with the chevra sitting together over chalent. So okay, so maybe okay, it's not the takana. So we have to still be yaitze takana of saying slichas. Very good. Okay, but just you should know that you said slichas. You already said slichas. Kvar amarnu, happened already. That's the tefillah shekaidim atfilah. Yeah, but sometimes you want something so much, so you have it much more than when you do it. Just the wanting, just the ruts into like what we want to go. We want to have clarity. We want to be able to have a heart for other people. We want to be able to have kirvas Hashem. These are things that we want, and so we have it. So we're davening for it all the time. I think you only daven when you daven. Sometimes when we daven the least. Sometimes we daven the most when we're not davening. It's pashut. I'm not saying anything that's a complicated thing. We all know this. We know it's true. It's really true. David HaMelech says, Vani tfilo. Like maybe it came out this way, it came out that way. This kapitel tell him, that kapitel tell him. David HaMelech says, really, really? I'm tfilo. That's why it comes out in different kapitel tell him. So we get to know a little bit of that nefesh of a yid, because David HaMelech is the lev of Kol Yisrael. He's the heart of Yidden. So we get to know about the heart of Yidden from the things that he's davening for. But it just comes to tell us about what the heart of the Yidden are and what we daven for and what we're about. It's not about the things that he says. The things that he says tells us about him. Vanis tefillah. You know, where's the tefillah? It's me. What do you mean? You didn't daven. My whole thing, I'm davening. The whole time I'm hoping. Who am I hoping for? Who do I get frustrated for? When I get frustrated, who am I talking to? I'm talking to Hashem. When I'm happy, who am I talking to? I'm talking to Hashem. When I'm yearning, who am I talking to? I'm talking to Hashem. A yid is always davening. Vanish tefillah. Okay, then we have times that we're miyached for it, whatever, that we do it. It's a very important thing. But that's the story. That's how, you know, so we just said slichas. That's good. That's slichas. That's how slichas, by the way, that's how slichas sounds. Sounds like this. That's it.
Yeah. A higher key. Start the high bars, start the low, start the low.
I'm
Kikaro. Beautiful. Thank you.
Da 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 So let's do lower one key. Which one did he ask?
It's difficult for me personally. I really want to listen, but it's not respectful for me not to introduce Rabbi Geisler, not that he needs any introduction. And the thought that I had, that I just want to share with all of us, as we are moments and seconds away from Rosh Hashanah, or moments, literally moments before the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah. And I thought to myself as I was thinking to myself from the introduction of the Mesillas Yesharim, as he says, Laman Nilmad Liyiras Hashem Elokeinu. One of the things that we need to try and do is to learn. It's such an interesting lushan. It's a pasuk to learn how to have Yiras Hashem. As we all know, as we've been speaking, the Yamim Noirayim, as Elul, Anila Doidi, V'Doidi Li, the Avodah of Elul and the Hachana and the preparation, as we're literally minutes away from our end of a preparation to a new Koima, a new existence for all of us. And the Iker, the whole reason Hashem created the world is Laman Yilmad Liyiras Hashem, is that we can learn, as the Kotzker Rebbe says, where is Hashem? Hashem is wherever we let Him in. Hashem is wherever we let Him in. And we have to learn to have Yiras Hashem. V'lo yishachach mimenu chayveisenu lefanav. And that we don't forget why we're here on this planet. And I think that we're blessed. I have to thank Hashem, as we're the last day of the year. So we were just learning before, the mamash, the last moments of Tavshin Pei Vav, that Rabbi Geisler is here. And I think one of the thankfulness I have is, as the Ramchal says, he says, Hayreini Hashem Darkecha. Hashem, we pray to Hashem to please teach us, teach me, teach us. And we have the tzaddikim, we have our rebbeim, we have the people in our lives who are teaching us to be a halech ba'amitecha, that I can go in a true path. Olam hazeh is a scary place. Olam hazeh is a scary place. But Baruch Hashem, we have our Rebbeim, and we have the Einei Hashem, the Einei Ha'am, Einei Ha'eda. We have those who can light up the way. We just actually learned tonight, and I'll just end off with this, to introduce. I'm a little bit embarrassed to say so much, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But we just learned in Mesillas Yesharim where he says, you're like a blind man in the dark. And the tzaddikim tell us, why do I have to be a blind man in the dark? It's enough that I'm in the dark, and it's enough that I'm a blind man. That's problematic as it is to have one of them. And the tzaddikim tell us, because if you're a blind man in the dark, even if someone's there to help you, you can't even see it. And we don't want to be a blind man in the dark. And we're not blind men in the dark, because we have the tzaddikim, and we have our rebbeim, and we have Rabbi Geisler, and we have our rebbeim who could teach us, that could put up the torch and the light. L'david Hashem oiri, oiri zu Rosh Hashanah. As we were talking today in Shir, back and forth. What is Rosh Hashanah? What is it? How does that work with Yom Kippur? And I'm clean and chatoyim and charata and not charata and eschachas. But we don't have to in chadash tachas hashemesh. In chadash tachas hashemesh, we don't have to renew and make anything up new. We have hayreni Hashem darkecha. Hashem, help us. Help us transition from this year to the next year. The fact that I told Rabbi Geiser when he came in, the fact that the last day of the year we're zeichet to have you in yeshiva to start off the new year, to be I guess it's a tefillah for us. I'm not really giving a bracha to Rebbe, but a tefillah for us that it should be a year filled with
give a bracha also.
I'll give a bracha also. Okay. I'm not sure who, if I'm just giving a bracha to myself. Shvizoicha, the Shefa Chaim, the Kleisenberger Rebbe says, you can't, and I'm holding a Mesil Yesharim, says, Mesil Yesharim can't be your Rebbe. The Svasemes can't be your Rebbe. Lakute Maran can't be your Rebbe. You could use those Svarim, but you need people. Shefa Chaim, the Kleisenberger Rebbe says it. I could show it to anybody inside. We need people to be our Rebbeim. And we need Rebbe, and we need Rabbi Geiser. You should be gesund and stark. You and your Mishpacha, and Yafutu Mayasecha Chutza, and Moshav Matisyo as well. That was for us. I spoke too long. It's an honor to have Rebbe here. It's an honor to have Rabbi Geiser here to show us Laman Nilmad Liyiras Hashem.
First of all, I want to say shkach to the yeshiva. I just feel like I love to be here. I just love to be here. It's so nice. It's so right. This place is so right. The chevra is so good. The rabbeim are so. It's just right. Everything is just like makes sense, and it just feels good. I love to be here. The rabbeim here that I know, like Baruch Hashem, you know, like the whole chevra. It's crazy, the best team ever, the best group ever. I love it. I love being here. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what she was talking about, you know, coming to Rosh Hashanah. And I want to share with you just like my journey with Rosh Hashanah and just simple things, nothing crazy, but I think something which is like, as I grew older and as I matured, it was just like settled right with me. It was good, you know. Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov that we talk about Noach, we talk about Adam Rishon, and it's before Matan Torah. It's before anything ever happens. I mean, our story starts with Avraham Avinu. It's Matan Torah. And then we go back to Adam Rishon. And it's the Yom Tov of creation of Adam. Which I think says a lot about the place we could get to in Rosh Hashanah. There's a place that's, on the one hand, very natural, because it's in the Sheshes Yimei Breishis. It's the days of creation. It's who we are. It's not anything extra. It's not about anything that we got in Har Sinai. You know, Shavuos is celebrating Matan Torah. Something major happened in Israel. And you know, sometimes I feel more of a connection to Matan Torah, and sometimes maybe I don't feel it as much. And there's an avoda to do. Pesach, sometimes I feel like a Ben Chayrin, a free person, free to be what I want. And sometimes I don't feel that. Sometimes I feel still like an avid. So there's an avoda to do. Sukkot, sometimes I feel like this shechina, and sometimes I don't. So there's an avoda to do. Adam being created did nothing. He was just created. So it can't be that there's a whole avoda to do. Because Adam Rishon didn't do any crazy avodas to be created. He just didn't. And that's why I want to touch on something which is Rosh Hashanah, we talk about, it's the creation of a person. It's that a person who's created. And Zehu. If you want to talk about what other Rishon did that day, then maybe we will talk about that on Yom Kippur, you know? We didn't do so well. We didn't do so well that day. But there's a time that we just talk about the creation of a person. Which means that every single person, because I'll say in Rosh Hashanah, every person is looked at separately. So we look at a person and we say, like, the day, like, I was created. I was brought here. And I want to, something Raftali was reminding me of something we spoke about in Yeshiva many years ago, that I want to go, like, just to try to go back and try to think, try to feel what it feels like to be created. What Adam Rishon felt like on the day of creation. What is that feeling? Because really, really, we all have this. It just, we grow up, you know, gradually, so we never have that moment. Like, Adam Rishon was all of a sudden. It was like 20 years old. Before you knew it. Before he was anything, he was 20 years old. So he was able to experience that. We, like, grow into it, and we don't really step back and say, like, what is this? But imagine, that's why every person, imagine what it feels like, what Adam Rishon felt like when he was created. What was that thing? What was his first thought? What was his first feeling? What does that feel like? And like what she was saying, there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's like a beginning of something. We start something. What does it feel like to have the beginning of something? I don't know. We always come with like stuff. There's always we're never at the beginning. But could I go back to like the beginning? Can I start my year? Just like start a new year? Can I start? Well, I can't. I don't have that option. Well, if the creation of a person was by starting off, then every person has in him that thing. That's where we go back to. And we start again. And we remember, it's Yom Zikaron, we remember what that feels like. What did I know when I started? What was obvious when I started? Like the Rambam says, we forget things. Shaykhachim. Behavle hazman. Like over time. We forget because there's so much going on, and we forget that pure place. The pure place that we all have in us that knows something. That knows and has an awareness of it all the time. And we go back to our shayrish, to the root of coming into being. And then we go back and say, what is that thing? What does it mean to be? What does it mean to come into the world? And it's for sure, Pashat, that Adam Rishon, when he was created, his first thing was, wow. It's crazy. I didn't do this. It's not me. If I have any faults, it's not mine. It's this is what I was created with. Like, and I was created with this stuff. And this is who I am. And if the amilus that I have and the great matanis, my life, it's all given from Hashem. It's mamash matana from Hashem. Imagine being able to just feel that. To be aware of, like, Hashem did this. He brought me here. I didn't bring me here. I wasn't anything. I was just yesh me'ayin. It's totally from Hashem. He just brought me here. And then I know that Hashem brought me here. That's a crazy matana. I love that. I love that He gave me life. Can I be in touch with that? That I have an opportunity to live in His world. I have an opportunity to be a part of His thing. And that's why He created me. It's obvious. Because obvious that He doesn't need, but He's giving me a chance. He's creating me. He's creating me so that I can have a part in His world. But then there's the second thought. That's the first thought. That's overwhelming. It's thankful. It's like appreciating. Like, wow, Hashem just gave me the biggest matana ever. The biggest thing that anyone could ever give somebody. Life itself. He gave me myself. Which is crazy. Did I ask myself then, what did I do to deserve this? That would be a silly question. I didn't do anything to deserve it. I wasn't here. Okay, what? It's just Matana, total matana. But then there's another thought of like, how am I going to make it? Like, will this thing work? It's crazy. It's bigger than me. Much bigger. I'm part of Hashem's world. Me? How am I going to do this? I do know that I have. It's a horror. It's a type. It is there. But then I understand that. One second, but Hashem created me. So He knows what He's doing. Probably knows what He's doing. Hashem knows what He's doing. So when I go back to that first machshava, a first moment of creation, it creates a certain like a fear and like overwhelming awesome naira, like my whole life. How do I know what life is going to bring me? How do I know where it's going to take me? It seems so random. It could be this way, it could be that way. And then I think, hey, one second, Hashem created me. So He knows what He's doing. He has a mahalach, He has a thing. Hashem's world works. And that's the security. We say in davening, in Rosh Hashanah, we say, Miloy nifkad kayayim hazeh. Chaim, lamaves. And then we say all these things that are so like, it's like a pachad, but then we say, Ashri ish shelo yishkacheka, uven adam yis'ameitz bach. Ashrei means somebody's strong, he's powerful. That's what literally Ashrei means. Who's Ashrei? The person who's lo yishkacheka, doesn't forget you, Hashem. And yis'ameitz bach, and he gets chizuk from you, Hashem, because he knows that you created him. People that are looking for Hashem never stumble. They stumble. That's not called stumbling. That's not stumbling. That's a mahalach. It's part of a growth. And I know that Hashem created me. It started somewhere, so it's going to end somewhere. I always like to say, but the Gemara says that there was an apikaris that asked one of the Meroim, Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, You guys, how do you believe in Tchias HaMeisim? How do you say there's going to be Tchias HaMeisim? You're saying there's going to be this thing that people, they're going to rise from the dead, are going to get up. It's a crazy thing, he says. You're not saying something's going to happen, poof, it's going to happen, a miracle. You're saying there's a simhalach in the world that leads to Tchias HaMeisim, to reviving the dead. He says, that's the craziest thing ever. He said, look at the world. Look at what's going on in the world. People that are alive die. Okay? No one ever came back. No one. It never worked the other way. People that are alive die. So you tell me people that are dead are going to come back? Really? Damas? You believe that? That's what he said. Good kasha, no? So we could stop here and say, okay, good kasha. But the Gemara, he said back, he said to him, you crazy? He said, you're starting in the middle. He said, it's the other way. He said, Adarabba, ma deloy chai, chai. Somebody who was non-existent comes into existence. So ma de chai, loy kosher came. Somebody's already alive. Of course he's existing. What do you think he came for? He's here already. You think Hashem brought him into the world? Just stop. You're starting from the middle. You say, look, I'm looking around. People are dying. Well, people are dying. Did you see that people are being born? Hello? Hello? Did you see that people are being born? Did you see that you're coming into existence? No. That's taken for granted. I never thought about that. I'm starting from here and I see, whoa, look around. People are dying. Look around. Tsaras. Look around. Hey. Stop. 1 second. Let's start from the beginning and we'll end at the end. If you start from the middle, you end in the middle. You start from people that are dying, so then people are dying. It doesn't work. Start from man deloy chai. So man de chai, loy kosher came. Somebody who's already alive, what do you think he's alive for? What do you think Hashem brought him here for this? Like the Mesillas Yesharim says. For this? Man de chai, loy kosher came. Of course it works. Of course it goes to the end. But to get to that end, we go back to the beginning. And Rosh Hashanah is something. Chazal tell us, it's something that's supposed to be a very calming, gives a person stability. It gives a person a sense of this thing works. It has to be. I have things. Could you let go? Do you have a mitzvah to hold on to your things? You have to take them wherever you go? Can I stop for a minute and remember that I could just start? I could start. Because I have beginning in my life, in my creation. My creation itself was beginning. That's what it is. Every person has that. We have that. Because we were created that way. It's not just that it had to start somewhere. It started. We were a beginning. The world didn't start until we were created. We talk about Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation. Because when we came on the scene, that's when everything started. So we are the beginning. That's our metzias. That's how Hashem created us. So is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Is my life going to be good? Is it going to be worthwhile? Well, you think Hashem brought me on this journey to drop me? Like the Ishbitz always brings, right? Kinesasani v'tashlicheini. You carried me till here, and then you're going to drop me? You're going to let go? Really? Makes a lot of sense. Mamish. What does that say about Hashem? It's pretty good to make this whole world. It's pretty chachma. It's not a chachma there. So this chachma, he knows he's going to pull through. And it doesn't have to, I don't have to rely on me making Hashem's world work. When Chazal tell us that there's something that's called Malchus Hashem, literally what that means is that there's someone who's taking care. There's someone taking care. What's a melech? What is a melech? What is a king? I don't know, we have like this distorted thing about kings, obviously. But just think about what were kings created for? Why do we have kings? What is that thing? So people get together. You have a country. You have a chabura of people. And they get together. And they say, like Yankel says to Shmerel, he says, Shmerel, you know, I have my things. I know I'm going to pull my things. I'm going to try to get my things. And you're going to try to get your things. But is that good for me? Is that really good for you? Do I really want that? I'd much rather, like, it work for everyone. I'd much rather. And I know that that's part of who I am. Is part of a world. And you're also. So let's get together and find somebody. Let's look out for this person who we know that's going to be able to understand everybody. And be able to look out for everyone. And look at every yachid and also see the whole picture. That's called a melech. That's what a melech means. That's what it means. It means a person who's dedicated for one thing alone, not for himself, like the Gemara says in the Dara. He's not taking from anybody. He's there to serve. He's there, Levi, Lev, Kol Yisrael, like we said, David HaMelech says. The Rambam says about the melech Yisrael. Levi, Lev, Kol Yisrael. His heart feels the heartbeat, the ritzainos, the needs of every person in Kol Yisrael. And that's a person that will put up there and say, could you take care of us? Could you see the whole picture? I don't want to be busy with myself. It's not good for me either. But I want you to care about me. I want you to see my needs. And I want you to see his needs. And let's have this. Let's make this whole thing work. Because I need a chevra. His success is mine. I need everybody. We're all part of one thing. But I need a melech that's going to see that. And going to take care. And when we talk about Hashem being a melech, that's what it means. It means that we have a God, we have a king, we have someone who takes care. He takes care of his melucha. His melucha is us. Malchus is Knesset Yisrael. That's the melucha. Melucha is us. And the melech takes care of us. So when I go back on Rosh Hashanah, and I remember that there's a master of the world who takes care, who's in charge. And I don't have to hold on. I could let go and rely on him. Ashri ish shalo yishkachecha uven adam yis'am etzbach because kidoshecha la'olam la'yikosheilu. It can't fail. It's not shayach because that's your world. This is your world. You created it. You made it. You made it so it could work. You know, and Rosh Hashanah, you know, we remember the Isle of Yitzchak and the horns of the Isle. It says that by the Akedas Yitzchak, after Avram Avinu brought Yitzchak in the Akedah, and Hashem tells Avram, stop. Al tishlach yadcha lanar v'al tas lo mu'uma. And Avram stops. And he looks around and he sees this isle with its horns are caught in the bushes, in the thicket, whatever it's called, whatever that is. And he's stuck. He's stuck. And he takes the isle. Chazal say, he takes the isle and he brings it as a carbon instead of Yitzchak. And we, on Rosh Hashanah, we take the isle to remember that isle. We take the horn. What shock is the horns? We take the keren and we blow it. What are we doing? Crazy thing. Think about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. Okay, this is the journey. Hashem tells Avram Avinu to do something which is mamish impossible to do. In our mind, something impossible. And it wasn't a one-time thing. It's like 3 days. 3 days of like a nisayon. Nisayon means that Avram Avinu is, I could do it, I can't do it. Back, forth, it's not simple. It was not simple. Okay, if it would have been a simple thing, it wouldn't be a nisayon. So Avram Avinu was going for 3 days. And he's torn apart. Doesn't know where to put himself. Do I have the strength? Don't I have the strength? I'm going back. I can't do it. I give up. And then he's back again. Chazal described the whole journey. The satan and the shyness that he was putting in front of him. Crazy, crazy stuff. Think about it. Avram comes to that Akedah. And he finally like makes it. Mamish just barely made it there. That's the story of the Nisai. Okay? He just made it. And he's like, phew. Like, whoa. Shem, how'd you put me through this? This is crazy. I almost didn't make it. You know I almost didn't make it. Like, how'd you let this happen? How'd you let this happen? You let go. You let go of me. That's an Nisai. You let go. And how'd you let this happen? This is where the kashas are. Come. But then Avram Avinu, v'yisa Avram es'enav. He lifts up his eyes. He looks from a different perspective. And he sees an isle. And Chazal tell us that this isle is there from Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. It's been there from, I don't know, the isle was around a long time. Now, I don't know, I just say one thing. For sure Chazal weren't coming to tell us, oh wow, what an old isle. That's not what they were coming to tell us. Okay, that's not the thing. So what is the thing? What is the thing that the isle is there for so long? Can you imagine what that means, that the isle was there? That means Hashem is telling him, I knew from the beginning that you're going to make it. I knew. From Sheshes to Mebreshes, this isle was waiting to be instead of Yitzchak. I knew. Avram says, how do you know? I didn't know. I was in touch with myself? Oh, I was. And Hashem says, but I knew. I know it's going to work. I knew you're going to do this. And it's going to work, and it's going to be good. And you're going to make it, and there's going to be a Klal Yisrael. And there's going to be a Klal Yisrael that are proud that we made it. That we trusted Hashem, who trusted us. Who knew. And we go back on Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we remember. We remember the isle that's stuck, that's been there. That was there from Sheshes to Mebreishis. I don't know if the isle actually was there, wasn't there. I don't know what Chazal mean. Maybe, but for sure the idea they're coming to tell us. I don't think you're not Apikoros if you think the isle is not such an old isle. I don't think it's Apikoros. It's fine. But what are Chazal coming and telling us? They're coming and telling us something. They're saying, you know this isle? Bina isle. Nechaz basvach. And we take one horn, one keren that was the shofar of Har Sinai, Chazal say, and the other horn, the other keren, is the shofar of Mashiach. Because when Mashiach comes, we're going to say, whoa, Hashem, how'd you know? I didn't know. And Hashem's going to take that shofar and say, yeah, this isle, this thing was waiting all along. I knew all along. Of course my world works. Of course it's good. Of course you're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What do you think? You think it's not going to work? Our story's not going to happen? Of course it will. So there's a journey, and the journey itself is crazy. Maybe we don't see it. We don't appreciate our own thing. But Hashem's going to show it to us one day. And if we start from the beginning, then we know we're going to get to the end. We start from the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. We know we're going to get there. And we know and appreciate every single part of the journey, every part of it, there's nothing extra. There's nothing that shouldn't have been, wouldn't have been, couldn't have been. It's mamish the story. This is the story. Crazy. And Hashem knew. And I know also. We really deep down, we know. But we have to stop all the noise. And we have to like make the quiet. Remember the quiet of our Sinai. And the shofar, just the shofar being heard. And that's what we're remembering. We're remembering that thing. We're remembering that there's a journey that started. We remember Noach. How there was one person who saved the whole world. Phew! How did Hashem know? He knew it again. Happened. It was a Noach. And we remember Noach. And we remember that Noach realized, like, whoa. Like, I knew it all along. I knew it all along that this thing works. That Hashem's world works. That it can't be destroyed. I knew. I knew what it felt like a marble. I knew that there's a whole world that I could live in that marble, from that marble. And then we go through everything that we went through. Just Zichronus, Zichronus, Zichronus. Remember this, remember that. These are all parts of our journey, and we're still in the journey. And that's Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we're going. One of those Zichronus is for sure going to be our thing. Remember fishers, remember, crazy. Remember when we weren't sure, like, yeah, no, it happened, not going to happen, crazy. And remember how strong we were? Remember how we didn't let go? How did we know? How did Hashem know? Remember when we thought we let go? And then we realized that we really didn't? Crazy. Zichronus. That's what we're remembering. That's our story. Hishbita says that shortest piece, I think, I don't know, we have to ask all the Rabbeim here. No, Ishbitz are much better than me. But I think it's the shortest, one of the shortest pieces in Beis Yaakov, maybe the shortest piece in Beis Yaakov. In Rosh Hashanah. In Beis Yaakov HaKadosh. Right? He says, the Inyan that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we lay, Vashem Pakar Esara, we lay about how Yitzhak was born. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we learn about Akedah Yitzchak, about bringing Yitzchak in the Akedah. Shebiyayim Harishayim Anu Kairim, we read, we learn, we talk about Ech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisen, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us everything. He gave Yitzchak being born, is Klal Yisrael, it's us, it's everything. Ubayayim Hasheini Anu Kairim, we learn about Ech Nachzirenu Elov. How we remember that everything comes from Him and everything goes back to Him. And how we could dedicate, how that life that we're going to live is going to be so, so much the life that Hashem meant. The life that Hashem was talking about. The life of Dveikus and Hashem. And that's the second day. The second day, the first day we talk about how Hashem created us. The second day we talk about what we did with that. And how we did it right. And how we take what Hashem gave us. And we bring it back to Him. And we say, Hashem, I know that everything's from You. And everything comes back to You. And we love that. We know that everything works. And everything is good. And just like Hashem, when You created us because it's good for us. This life is good. And because You had a purpose. You wanted to share that good with us. So we know that we're going to have the seichel. We're going to have the ability to bring it back to that. It's going to be ours. We're going to own that. And that's the whole Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole Shleimus of a person. Knowing that Hashem gave us everything, that's remembering the Reishis. And knowing that we bring it back to Him, that's remembering the Achris. V'hu yashmienu v'racham avsheinis. Liyosh lechem le'elekim. And we're going to hear that once again. And then we're going to know that Hashem, when He told us, Liyosh lechem le'elekim, oh, He was right. He really meant it. We don't understand what He meant. I'm going to say, that's crazy, Hashem. Now say it again. Because when you said it the first time, I didn't really believe you. So say it now, because now I know it's true. That's what's going to happen, Lassid Lavai. That's the story of Zichronus. We will talk about what was, where it's coming from, and where it's going. And there's the big picture. Is that outside Matan Torah? No. That's Mamish, our story. But our story doesn't start from Matan Torah. It starts from creation of man. That's what Hashem meant. when he said Nasa Adam, he meant us sitting right here on a Thursday night at 12 o'clock at night, sitting around just wanting to like to attach ourselves to him, to live in a place that's real, that's genuine, that's going somewhere, that believes in people, that believes in Hashem's creation. That still, a few people still that didn't give up on Hashem and on themselves. Crazy. But we're here doing that. It's not normal. It's not normal. So when we know this, we're ready to start. We don't have to be stuck. We don't have to be stuck with the things. Little things. Things that pull us back. Things, this experience, that experience. It's hard. It's not easy. And we have to deal with those things. But from a place of power, from a place of chizuk, from a place that knows that my metzias is, I'm here. My being here matters. It means something. It has to work. It has a purpose. It has a tachlis. And I know it. We know it. It's so pashut. It's so pashut. That's the called pashut of the shofar. And then there's the shvarim and the trua, and then we go back to the kol pashut. And then we talk about the kol pashut of Mashiach, which is the tkiah gedayla. It's a tkiah gedayla that there's no going back to any kind of complication. It's just so pashut. It's going to be a tkiah gedayla. That's what we asked for, that's what we yearned for, and that's what we rely on. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah we don't have to deal with stuff. We don't. The first place of tshuva is going back to that rachis. Chadi Shemenu Kekedem, Sfarim say, Kai and David and Mashiach. There's going back to that whole thing, to that whole journey. Let's go back, remembering that there's a journey that takes us through the whole thing. That's Rosh Hashanah. So we'll dip the apple in the honey, and remember that we could do that. We could make it sweet. We could know. Even if we don't always feel it, we're not always in touch with it, but we go back to that pashtus, that simple thing of knowing that this is my nefesh, this is how Hashem created me, and I have that koyach, and just like I believe in Hashem who created me, I realize how much He believes in us, how crazy that is, how awesome that is. It's not regular. It's beyond our understanding. And we say, okay, I didn't make it, Hashem did it. So it could work. I don't have to always understand the whole thing, but I know it's true. I know that His world works. I know that my life works. I know that I'm going to come to a place, Yishva Das. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have children. I'm going to have a beautiful home. I'm going to bring the Shekhinah in my home. I'm going to be a happy person. I have room for people. I have room for Hashem, because Hashem created me that way. They'll be able to do that. And I'll work through stuff, yeah. But I can only do that if I come from that place that I know that this thing is going to work. It has to. I have to figure it out, how. And I will. That's also part of the bashert. That's also part of the plan, figuring it out. That's also His plan. I could be able to figure it out too. So I want to give us all a bracha. We're coming into Rosh Hashanah. There's chachos. Is being able to start reliving, understanding I could be in touch with that rachis, the beginning, the machshava tchila, that there was a machshava, and Hashem had me in mind, and there's a rachis of my yitzira. What was Hashem thinking when He put me, when He planted that seed, and He put me into this world? It's the craziest thing. I don't know, but I know that it's much bigger than anything I can imagine. But it's who I am. I could know it. I could feel it. I don't have to rely on something outside myself. It's in me. I could feel it and I know it. I know that this thing is like, it's much, much, much stronger than I think. I could rely on it. I could go dressed Yom Tivtik, come into Rosh Hashanah. I come in with a bitachin. I know that it works. Yeah, it feels like a nace. It feels like, how is this going to happen? But I know, because I'm here. Chai, manda loy chai. So manda chai loy kol shakei. If I'm already here, of course I'm going to get to my point. Why else am I here? That's what we're remembering. That's Yom HaZikaron. That's what Yom HaZikaron, we talk about chayim. We're connected. Hashem gives us that force of life. That force of life gives us bechira, and gives us opportunities and the ability to get there. Because Hashem, we should all have a ksiva v'ksiva taiva, clarity and simcha, and have room for ourselves first, and also room for everybody else, for other people too. Mamish, mamish, to be strong and powerful. A good kibben shiur.
Oh, Again, everyone, shot tomorrow 9:30. Tomorrow 9:30.
I appreciate it.
Huh?